Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Well, the cattle futures should open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and cash optimism. The hog paper also seems set to open on a firm basis today, thanks mainly to constructive fundamentals and technical buying. Well, cattle buyers are running out of time to start or complete any procurement chores this week, at least before adjourning today. Most sense that live inventory is going to cost more, with how much more the only real question. Indeed, if today's business turns out to be no better than steady, it will be seen as a major disappointment. Look for opening bids around $111 in our part of the country. Asking prices $116 to $118. And look for at least moderate trade volume to surface sometime between late morning and mid-afternoon. While October's cash hog rally continued this week, it definitely slowed down. Indeed, yesterday's business averaged somewhat lower. We don't think opening bids today will be any better than steady. Well, on our futures, well, Thursday featured a narrow trading session as analysts considered bearish world supplies and a big U.S. harvest versus disagreeable South American weather that could downgrade grain production there. Corn and soybean futures were down less than about a half a percentage point yesterday, with wheat taking more moderate losses. Wheat prices did fall again yesterday, with the, as expected, modest U.S. export sales doing little to dent ample supplies. December Chicago soft red winter wheat futures down about 3¾ cents, closing at 431¾. December Kansas City slipped about 5¼ cents, closing at 428¼. Spring wheat prices hovered closer to unchanged for the day. December Minneapolis fell about a penny, closing at 620¼ cents. Corn prices were down slightly for a second consecutive day. December futures slumped a half cent to close at about 350½. March 2018 futures fell 0.75 cents at 364½. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, December live cattle up 162 at 120.70. February up 137 at 126.10. November feeder cattle up a dollar at 157.17. January's up 50 cents, 156.10. December hogs up 57 cents, 65.05. And the February up 92 cents at 70.52. Kansas City wheat, December down 5¼ at 428¼. March down 5¼ at 446. Chicago wheat, December down 3¾ at 431¾. March was down 3½ at 450¼. December corn down a half at 350½. And the March was down 3/4 at 364½. November soybeans down 4¼ at 971¼. January was down 3¾ at 982½. On the cotton futures, December down 4, 68.15. March down 6 at 68 even. December crude down 17, 52.46. January down 19 at 52.68. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.